I was reading a review of a collection of short stories, and the reviewer was noting that the author was not experimental in the way she structured her stories. But she said there was something that was revolutionary about them, or radical about them, was that she treated her characters like adults, and she treated her readers like adults. And unfortunately, that's pretty rare. And same observation applies to the different religions of the world. The Buddha is one of the few people who actually treated his students like adults. There's very little there to please your defilements. But it points out the fact that there's a really important problem in life, and if we train ourselves, we are capable of solving it. The problem, of course, is the suffering that the mind creates. And there is a skill. It requires a lot. You have to sort out a lot of things inside yourself. So the question is, do you want to be an adult? If you do, okay, this is what you have to do. Look at yourself very carefully. Sort things out inside. And accept the fact that there is a right path and a wrong path. This point was driven home for me recently with another thing that I was reading. A modern teacher was talking about how important it is to have a sense of flexibility on the spiritual path, seeing that there are many, many different ways of getting to the goal. There's no one right way. And none of the ways, he said, are actually wrong. And you have to learn how to adjust and play with your practice. Now, even though it is true that there is an element of play in the practice, it's not true that there are lots and lots and lots of right paths up to the top of the mountain. If you've ever been on a mountain, you notice some paths don't go to the top. They go other places. Some of them lead you over the edge of a cliff. It's the same with the rivers of the world. They don't all flow to the ocean. Some of them flow into the Great Basin. Some of them flow into Lake Eyre in Australia. And they just disappear into the sand. What was especially disturbing about this particular teacher's observation that all paths are correct and we have to be mature enough and have a broad enough vision to embrace all the paths. Actually, there are two things that were disturbing. One was his saying that the path is to basically embrace our sufferings together with our pleasures in the world, to realize that you can't have the pleasures without the sufferings, which is pretty much saying that there is no real end to suffering. And then he illustrated this principle with a story about a high school basketball coach who had been hired to coach a team of specially handicapped kids. And he had all kinds of plans for how he was going to whip them into shape in spite of their handicaps. And then the first day session, he realized he's going to have to change his plans. It took him 45 minutes just to get the kids to line up on one side of the room facing in the same direction. And so he ended up realizing that they're not there to win. They're there to have a good time. And so he fostered an environment in which they had a good time. Everybody had hot dogs. Everybody had prizes. You could stop the game at any time. You could push the score button any time. There was one game when one kid got really into pushing the score button, and they had a million points. And it's a nice story. But when you think about it for a bit, it gets pretty disturbing. This is spiritual practice. Throwing out the rules, giving prizes to everybody. I mean, if suffering weren't a real problem and there weren't a real solution, then the compassionate thing would be not to place any burdens on people, not to set any high standards for people, not to try to force them to develop any special skills, or even to tell them that they had to develop special skills or should develop or could develop special skills. But the thing is, suffering really is a problem. It really squeezes the heart. In fact, that was Ajahn Mahabhua's definition for suffering and stress. It is a squeeze on the heart. It has its demands on you. And if there's a path to put an end to those demands, to free the heart from those demands, then regardless of what it requires, and how stringent it might be, how much effort goes into it, encouraging people to take that path and to see it as the path is actually an act of compassion. Now, the idea that anything goes actually dates back to the Romantics, their idea that you're trying to embrace the whole world, the infinity of the world, and require that you step back from yourself and look at yourself from an infinite perspective and realize that whatever you might think, and you, no matter how sincerely you might think it, it's only one possibility in all the infinite possibilities of the world. And it opens you up to being more creative in your expression and not being bound by the things that you've expressed in the past. In other words, you don't have to be consistent with a work of art that you did before, because it is a work of art. It's not a treatise of any kind. Again, it all sounds very large-minded, because it's art. It sounds like it's something higher than a craft. Actually, what the Buddha is doing as he teaches us this path is to take on the role of a master craftsman. He's mastered this skill and he wants to pass it on to us. It's a very focused skill, focusing it on your mind and seeing what is it in the mind that causes you to create suffering. And there is a battle. There is winning and losing. There's doing the skill well and there's doing it poorly. There's a frame of mind that thinks that dualistic thinking like this is narrow. But when you look at the results, you realize in this case the craft is better than the art. It actually accomplishes something. Takes you out of suffering entirely, and honors you by saying that you are capable of doing this. So the Buddha's not handing out hot dogs to everybody, but he is doing something much better, something much more compassionate, treating us like adults and asking us, do we want to be adults too? If we do, this is how we do it. And even though it's, quote-unquote, just a craft and not a creative, expressive art, it takes us a lot farther. And the results are a lot more encompassing.